Today on Gardening in a Minute, window herb gardens. Nothing beats cooking with fresh homegrown herbs, and creating a window garden is easy. Use one large container to house all your herbs, or put each in its own individual pot. You can also hang a window box with brackets from your local garden center. You can grow herbs from seed, but you'll save time by buying small plants from the supermarket or gardening center. A few favorites for window gardens include oregano, thyme, sage, and rosemary. Fill your container with a well-drained potting media. Herbs prefer a sunny location and can be grown in the same conditions as vegetables. Cut your own parsley, basil, and chives. You'll save money and enjoy fresh herbs in your omelet or stew. For more information about herb gardens, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, holiday tree selection and care. It's almost time for the holiday season, and nothing is better for decorating than a real holiday tree. You can purchase a cut tree in a retail shop, pick out your own tree at a U-Cut tree farm, or purchase a containerized living tree. Before picking out your tree, be sure you know the size and height of the area you want to fill. There's nothing worse than buying a holiday tree that's too big for your house. When selecting a tree that's already cut, look for signs of dryness or deterioration, such as excessive needle loss. Keep your tree green and healthy by making a fresh cut on the stem. Immediately place your tree in a sturdy stand. Remember to check the water supply regularly. For more information about holiday trees, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fireproofing your holiday tree. Holiday trees account for 200 fires annually. To keep your tree safe this holiday season, follow these simple tips. First, select a fresh green tree. Stand your tree away from fireplaces, radiators, and other heat sources. Only use indoor lights on your tree and check for broken or cracked sockets, frayed or bared wires, and loose connections. Replace or repair any damaged light sets. Don't use more than 3 light sets on any one extension cord, and never place lighted candles on a tree. Turn off all tree lights and decorations when you go to bed or leave the house. The most important thing you can do to keep your tree safe is to prevent it from drying out. Keep the tree stand filled with water at all times. For more information about fireproofing your holiday tree, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, living holiday trees. Living holiday trees create memories that last a lifetime. Living trees can be enjoyed indoors during the holidays and outdoors as a landscape tree when the holidays are over. You can select from a variety of living trees. Species well adapted for Florida include red cedar, Arizona cypress, sand pine, and junipers. If you have limited space, you can plant a living tree in a container and bring it indoors each holiday season. The remainder of the year, it can also add background greenery to a patio or deck. Nurturing a tree throughout the year gives it a special meaning during the holidays and will bring you joy as you decorate it year after year. Make holiday memories last by adding to the landscape rather than the landfill by having a living tree this holiday season. For more information about holiday trees, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, alternative holiday plants. You probably know that poinsettias make great holiday gifts, but think about surprising your loved ones with something different this winter. Many beautiful flowering plants can be found in floral shops, supermarkets, and garden centers in December and January. Amaryllis can be purchased as a bulb or as a grown plant, and it'll produce beautiful white, pink, or red flowers. Gloxinia is a low-growing plant with large, fleshy leaves and large trumpet-shaped flowers in purples, whites, and pinks. This plant is a close relative of the African violet and should be treated the same way. Kalanchoes sport lovely flowers in a wide variety of colors and are fairly durable. This plant is similar to the common jade with thick, fleshy leaves. Look for these and other interesting plants to celebrate the season. For more information about holiday plants, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM.